It's really nice to hear everyone's voice, you know, as we're kind of surrounded by each other. It's a good thing. I'm enjoying that. I hope you all are too. I haven't heard any negative comments so far, so I'm assuming that you like it. But if you didn't like it, I'm sure I would have heard it. So this is one of those Sundays where the lectionary, whoever is responsible for putting the lectionary together, did a really good job, I think, of having a series of readings that really relate to each other, that put across a particular theme or point. It doesn't always work that way, but this is one of those Sundays that it seems to work really well. And just so coincidentally, it also works really well for a day when a congregation's having an annual meeting, right? I didn't plan that, I promise. I think if you look at the common theme between all of the readings from the Old Testament and even the Psalm through the Gospel, if we had to give it a name, you might call today Invitation Sunday, right? Because there's all these invitations from God that are coming. Samuel's being called, and Philip and Nathaniel are being called, and we even have that sense of invitation in the psalm of God that knows us deeply and calls us. Now, invitations are kind of a funny thing. You know, we live in a world where I think we get a lot of invitations. And do you ever get invitations where you're like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be a part of that? Yeah, I mean, especially nowadays with social media and stuff, we get invitations all the time, right? I feel like we're constantly being invited to stuff. And we kind of develop this filter of, you know, if it's not somebody that we know real well, or if it's something that doesn't sound good, we write it off right away, just because we have so many invitations that we have to sort through. What's funny, though, is that I'm willing to bet that most of us can think of an invitation that at some point somebody invited us to something where initially we were like, nah, I don't think so, but we went ahead and did it, and it ended up being really significant, really life-changing. I can think of one. I had this friend who I've known her ever since she was a part of the youth group at the Southern Baptist Church that I started out my ministry at many years ago. And she was always one of those, I'll say she's a little eccentric, you know, and she's the kind of person that would send you, just randomly email you stuff, and you'd go, why are you sending this to me? But several years ago, she sent me an invitation to this course that she had heard about. It was called the Chaparral Naturalist Program. And she had, I don't know where she had heard of it, and I don't know why in particular she thought I would be interested, but when I heard it, I said, oh, that sounds interesting, and I ended up doing it. And it changed my life. It connected me with you know, our local ecosystems and nature. And you guys know now, you know, I can talk about California native plants. I can talk your ears off about that stuff, right? That's what started that passion in me. And it was this person who knew me well enough to give me this invitation that, you know, for whatever reason, she knew that it would be life-changing for me. But I had to get past my resistance, you know, that kind of layer of defense. I had to accept that invitation. And so God is always giving us, I think, these kind of invitations. And I think it's just kind of a natural tendency that we respond the way that Nathaniel responded, which, of course, was, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Right? We have that layer of defense, that layer of skepticism. And skepticism, I'm not saying, is a bad thing, necessarily. There's a healthy skepticism. We don't want to be taken advantage of, right? We don't want to have somebody, you know, take advantage of us. But there's a fine line when skepticism can kind of move over into cynicism. And I think we have to be very careful to guard ourselves and not allow ourselves to be cynical, because when we become cynical, that stifles our imagination. It stifles our ability to see possibilities, right? It's really easy to become that way, especially in today's world, I know. If you pay attention to the news, you know, any kind of media, and we're bombarded with it all the time, it's very easy to move from skepticism into cynicism and say, you know, things are never going to get better. But so much of that just depends on our perspective and how we're willing to see. Is something a threat or is it an opportunity, right? And see, here's the thing. When we get these invitations from God, they're invitations that come because God knows us at our very depths. When Jesus said to Philip, to Nathanael, "I saw you under the fig tree," notice that Nathanael, his cynicism instantly melted away, and he said, "You are the Son of God." Did you ever wonder why just being seen under the fig tree would be such a significant thing for Nathanael? Like, why would that cause such a turning point for him, right? I mean, is it just because Jesus has some sort of magical clairvoyant powers and he's able to see at great distances? I don't think it's that. You see, in Jesus's time, the fig tree was something kind of symbolic. For an observant Jew during Jesus's time, to go under the fig tree was something that somebody would do in private to connect with God, to pour their heart out to God and to pray for the coming of the Messiah. And so essentially what Jesus is saying to Nathanael is, I've heard the cry of your heart. I've heard your deepest desires. I know what you're saying to God when you're in this intimate space with just you and God and you're pouring out your deepest desires. I've heard those desires. I know what it is that your dreams and intentions are. And so on a day like today, when we gather as a congregation to have our annual meeting, to talk about what we did last year, and to talk about what we want to do for the future, I think that God is saying to us, I saw you under the fig tree, Holy Cross. I know what it is that when you pray, when you get on your knees, when you call out to me in prayer, what your deepest desires are for this community. I know what those desires are. I know what your dreams are. I know what your intentions are. And yes, I know what your missteps are. I know what your failures are. I know what your setbacks are. I know all of these things. And I'm inviting you to come and see. Right? That's the invitation that we hear. That's the invitation Philip gives to Nathanael, and he's just repeating what Jesus told him, right? Come and see. There's not certainty in that invitation. There's not, well, this is point A, this is point B, and this is how we're going to get there. It's an invitation to step out on this journey, knowing that God is walking with us through that journey, despite anything that we might face, despite any kind of setbacks, despite any kind of weaknesses. And I think if we're able to see it that way, to see that invitation this way, and then to be able to respond, to be able to say, like Samuel did, right? Here I am, Lord. Your servant's listening. If we're able to do that, we might be able to change that perspective, to move away from skepticism and cynicism. And instead of obstacles, see opportunities. Instead of weaknesses, see strength. Instead of scarcity, see abundance. I don't think it's coincidental that Jesus asks Nathanael to remember the story of Jacob, right? The story of Jacob's ladder, and Jacob in the desert seeing the angels ascending and descending. Because if you remember, we talked about that not that long ago. What did Jacob say after he had that vision? He said, "How awesome is this place." He knew that God was truly present even in this desert, in this desolate place that he found himself. He knew that God was truly present there. And so what Jesus is telling us today, as we gather today to talk about, to make decisions about what our future is, he's asking us to look around, to come and see, and to say, how awesome is this place? We'll see amazing things if we're willing to come and see, if we're willing to open our eyes, to look around, and then to take that step, to go on that journey, to continue on that journey. The question isn't, what's God going to do for us, but are we able to look, to see? You know, that's the whole theme of Epiphany, is to see, to be able to see. It's about the light. And I think if we are willing to do that, to come and see, then we can also invite others to come and see along with us. And we can journey together into this new thing that God continues to do in and through us in this community. And this is my prayer for us today as we gather together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.